This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. Harper at the half with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, last day before a long weekend. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good on this Hertz Day. When we last spoke yesterday, we were sitting at a split in that series versus the Padres. Fightings took care of business in the second game of the doubleheader, we win the series, so I'm feeling good about that, and it's perfect timing, because Harper at the half is here. Jackie Baseball, I'm sorry. College boy.
It's been a success. There it is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We can Harper go the half is done. Right?
He's the greatest of all time. Yep. What? Yeah. We're done?
Well, we have a big show about Bryce coming
big
up today.
Big show.
As we sit dead smack in the middle of a 13-year, $330 million contract for Bryce Harper. I think it has been, like, this is less about success, not success, though we will talk about that. But his you know, what he has done so far, his legacy here so far, what his legacy might be, what could have happened if he didn't choose Philadelphia and somebody else did. Like, we have a really big show to talk about it. We do have Larry Anderson joining us at 3 to talk about Bryce, and then potentially some other special guests coming up later in the show. We don't want to name anyone because we're not 100% sure yet, but potentially a couple of very special guests. Also, what did you just... Oh. Well, I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I know what he did. Yes.
Yeah. Having fun. Yeah. Having fun.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, I know. You know, just in case.
Just in case.
And we do have one non-Bryce thing to happen today on the show today, is that at 4 o'clock, Joe DiCamera will join us. And so will brand manager of 94 WIP, Rod Lakin, will join us. And we will shore up the rules for next Wednesday's physical challenge between Jack Fritz and Joe DiCamera. And what we want to make sure of is that everything is fair. You know, this was set up in a way potentially to give Joe, you know, a handicap and all of these things so he could compete. We didn't think he could compete with Jack. He won golf. I just want to make sure that the pitching part of it is fair. So Joe will join us at 4. We will negotiate the rules, and Rod Lakin will be here to be the final word on that. But we start with Bryce on Harper at the half. And by the way, 215-592-9494, because this is a group discussion. But we thought a good way to start off Harper at the half on our show is to ask you and for us to give your one sentence to describe the Harper era. Like, what do you think when you think about the Bryce Harper era? So should I go first? I think I'll go first.
Yeah, okay. You go first.
So mine is, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity. So Bryce Harper's been really good since he's been here. We could debate whether he has been the 8th best player in baseball or the 20th best player in baseball, or whatever he's been, but he has been a very good player since he's been here. He has changed the image of the team. He has changed largely how people in Philadelphia feel about the team. And I don't want to just credit him because, you know, ownership has done that and they hire the right manager and they have other players here. But since he got here, a lot has changed in the positive way for Bryce Harper. He's also been very good in the playoffs, but I think the reason I say is that it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity is that his prime is probably over. Now, that doesn't mean Bryce Harper as a good player is over. We know that. But his prime is probably over. And the idea of him being the best player or very close to over, and the idea of him being the best player on a World Series team, if it doesn't happen this year, you start to look forward and you're like, well, who's the player that they have that's better than Bryce? And I think if they don't rebuild in a way that makes them a contender very quickly, we will look back at these, if they don't win the World Series this year, we will look back at these years of Bryce Harper and say, we had a really good player, we had a very good team, and we didn't win it, and it is a missed opportunity. So that's my, I guess, fear. I think Bryce has been very good, but if I were to whittle it down to one sentence, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity is mine.
I was going to say, that was a run-on sentence.
That was a serious run-on sentence.
Well, I just wanted to give my reason why.
I said the same thing. I'm like, man, as long as we get the same amount of time.
Everybody's your show too.
Same amount of sentences.
Yeah, I didn't want to just give the sentence and go. Right. I wanted to say why. So my sentence is, it's feeling like it. You know you can't do it in a sense anyway.
I'm just poking at you.
Yeah, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity. Would you like to go second or would you like to?
Yes, okay. It's time to bring positivity
to
this.
All right.
And I'll say this. Success is measured in different levels.
Yes, of
right?
course.
Isn't it the ultimate success? Not until he's a part of a World Series team.
Yep.
Right? I think that's the ultimate success. But when you pay a guy like Bryce Harper to come here, or a guy like Bryce Harper chooses to come here as a free agent and gets the contract that he received, well, he was tasked with restoring baseball, in my opinion, in this city. That's the difference. Like, it isn't just a black and white sort of success failure. I think you have to look at what the team looked like when he came in, what the team looked like prior to, what was baseball like in this town prior to him being here, where it's at right now. All of those things are huge successes, in my opinion. Has not disappointed, has been a great ambassador, not only for the Phillies, but for the city. Like, he has really embraced being here. It's hard for me to say it's anything but a success. It has been a success, but it has not reached the ultimate success, and that's winning a championship. But I think him being here, signing here, during his time at the halfway mark, if the only thing I have to sort of check off the ledger for him that he hasn't done is winning a World Series, winning a championship halfway through it, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. And I think that's also how you measure whether or not it's a success. How do you feel about Bryce Harper here as a Philly? And I feel way more positive about it than anything else. So I see it with a glass half full sort of vision.
Well, let me ask you before. Actually, Jack, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know what Ike's sentence was, but but Jack, your sentence.
I was told this is going to be a word, and then now you're asking me,
three words
to speak in a complete sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not always the easiest thing. So I would say that, like, Bryce Harper to me is the savior of the Phillies franchise. Like, they were in the doldrums.
Wow.
They were in the doldrums.
Is that the sentence? Bryce Harper is the savior of the Phillies franchise?
Yeah. And what we have witnessed here is an all-time Philly. Like, we know that the ring puts him in another stratosphere, but, like, what he's done is the ultimate Philly. He's embraced the city. He's had big postseason moments. He's been box office since day one, and he pulled this franchise. With the obviously getting good players helped, but he put this franchise back on the map because they were in the doldrums there. They were almost put out of mind, out of sight. We're talking about Pro Dubel, Were you pro-Dubel or you were anti-Odubel? Nick Williams, Aaron Altair, Pavetta versus Zach Eflin.
We had,
who could forget Nola's 2018? I'll never forget Nola's 2018. It was Maddox level. But what Bryce Harper did was he brought the Phillies back from extinction.
Oh, see, I didn't know you wanted a sentence like that. You wanted a sentence and then explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so the sentence I would have is, the sentence I would have is, Bryce Harper has been everything I hoped he would be.
That's a good sentence.
That's the
there
sentence
you go.
I would
there
have.
It is. There
we got
make
there.
Sure you get that one in there, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clip that one.
Clip it. Clip it.
You put my video clip up. Make sure that's with it.
So, of course, Jack, the savior of the franchise,
I feel like
is a little far. Okay, let me ask you. I agree that he's been as good as you thought he was going to be?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'll be honest about that.
I was expecting
30, 35 plus every year, home runs, 100 RBIs. All-star every year. If I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm still saying is, even with that, what he's done in his time, from an overall perspective, he's been everything I hoped he would be.
Right. Yeah. I think from an on-the-field perspective, I think you could say, when you include all the time he's missed and you look at the numbers, my guess would be that people probably expected a little bit more on the field.
And that's
now,
fair.
And I also think Bryce Harper's image was probably always a little bit bigger than him as a player.
Sure.
I think, you know, his impact, which speaks to something that Jack was talking about from an image perspective from the franchise. If you got, and we'll talk about Manny Machado in 10 minutes, you could have gotten another player who put up the same numbers as Bryce Harper that was not as effective in every way that Bryce Harper is effective.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. And 215-592-9494, Harper at the half, talking about Bryce Harper and his contract halfway through. Give us your sentence to describe how you feel about the era so far. I know you say everything that you thought it would be, and if the only thing he hasn't checked off is the World Series, mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say we're in 5 years and they haven't won a World Series. What do you think the vibe around Harper will be? Will it be a guy that never got it done? Will it be like how will the perspective? I'm sure how the next 5 years goes matters, but let's say there is no World Series.
Yeah, I guess the one thing that I find interesting about it is. Is it obvious that the injuries have played a part in it? You know what I mean? Like, if he's just laboring out there because of the wrist, I don't know if there's going to be this, like, we got, like, bashing of Bryce. But if he just turns into an average player and doesn't do it in the postseason, I think that the heat starts to turn up and you start forgetting about Bedlam and you forget about, you know, 2023 and some of the other moments. I think that it's sort of how he plays or how he looks does matter at the same time.
Sure. So, no World Series. You think if he looks good and there's no World Series? Because it's a complicated few things, right? Yeah.
Like, it would have to be. See, this is where I differ. Because I think the championship does matter.
Right.
I think it does matter. If I'm going to hold Bryce to the same standard, justifiably so, that the other stars in this city get held to, he gets held to this.
Right.
He gets held to the same standard that Joel gets held to, that Jalen gets held to, that McNabb got held to AI. Now, we can always appreciate them when they're done, but, you know, I can look at AI's career and say, yeah, I enjoyed AI, loved him. I understand the team wasn't as great, right? I understand how difficult it could have been to put a team around him to sort of win. You sort of had to mix and match to make sure you got the best out of him. But ultimately, that was not a success, Allen Iverson. Ultimately, Donovan, as the face of our era, we didn't get it done. So that's how you're ultimately going to be viewed. We're no longer, and this is what I love, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. And this is where Bryce is a sort of a victim of also being in this era of athlete in this town. We no longer celebrate the almost wins.
Like we used to.
Yes.
Right, 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 right.
We lived on that.
Yeah.
We no longer
93
do that.
Fills, 0-1-6.
Yes, 0-4, Eagles. Yeah, like that. Yeah, we get it. We get it. Yeah. Right? We don't do that anymore. It's championships. Like, that's where we're at. And when you're a star of that caliber, how you're being viewed, the championship does matter. Now, again, it's baseball, so we know it's different than other sports. We get that. Bryce could be an all-star MVP-level player every year, and they still cannot win the World Series. I understand that. I'm not saying he's the reason they don't win. What I'm saying is he's going to be viewed. That's going to be part of his story. So unless he does play at a all-star level every year, MVP caliber year, it's going to be placed at his feet.
Well, and the other thing is, to the blame part of it, is that if they do win the World Series, he will certainly get an outsized amount of
credit
for
it. No doubt about it.
Like,
yes.
You can't do the he's only one guy on a baseball team only for the bad parts
right.
of it. For the if they were to win a World Series, I mean, Jack is crediting him with bringing the entire organization
franchise
back.
Franchise savior, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Forget
so,
that.
What? I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's part of it. It just is. And right now, because he still has half of a career left to go on this contract, we don't have to be as harsh about it. But if you're talking about at the end, there's no championship there. No, it's viewed differently.
Well, but then the extension. So why are we doing Harper at the half when there's at least going to be three extra years on that deal?
Three?
Yeah, at least three. At
two.
Least three.
Two.
At least right now?
You
None.
Just talked about how injured he is.
I don't care. I'm not writing checks. What I find so fun, this is not me protecting Bryce or complaining about Bryce.
No,
well,
sure.
You can be the judge of that.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, here it comes.
I just think it's, because the 08 guys, it was never like, I think Bryce is just a singular fate. Like, I think you had Utley, Rollins, and Howard on those teams. You know, when we talk about the failures, or I don't know if any of those guys have been propped up. It was like the group did it. Whereas Bryce would be the one that I think would be propped up.
Yes, I think.
Well, Zach.
And Zach. Yeah.
Yeah, Zach will get his props for
yeah.
it, too.
Yeah, but I think Bryce would be propped up to a level that we've probably never seen. Now, in terms of blame of those guys, the blame went to Ryan Howard and Ruben Amaro.
Yep.
It was never any Utley didn't get it done. It was never any Rollins didn't get it done. They all had their moments where we're annoyed with them.
Right.
But overall, it was Ruben. I am not blaming you, Ruben.
But he heard WIB back then.
And he called.
Ryan Howard called.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes.
You got a show on here.
Yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494. Harper at the half. Give us your one sentence to describe the Harper era. Gabe in Cherry Hill with his curveball machine. Gabe, you're on WIP. What's up, Gabe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Gabe?
My sentence for Bryce at the half would be he's done his part. And I say that because, you know, when you talk about success, and I think the biggest thing that comes to mind when you mention success was that one postgame interview with Giannis, when the reporter asked him, you know, do you find the season to be a success? And Giannis kind of popped off on him a little bit and was just like, you know, do you get promoted every year? And he was like, well, no. Well, then if you did a good job, do you still consider your year a success? And, I mean, the answer is, yeah. I mean, if you do your part, if you do your job, you did what you came here for, what they signed you, what they paid you, $330 million just to come here and succeed, I think he's done. I mean, he has carried this team. It's unfortunate that, you know, the rest of the team hasn't really lived up to the expectation that was set for them. But I think that's a problem that starts at the top, which, you know, what I say with –
Well, let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
First of all, I hope Harper never uses those words that Giannis used.
Yeah, Giannis sounded like a big loser.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that from Giannis.
Yeah.
But I just
he can get away with that in Milwaukee. That's not going to work here.
Yeah, that he didn't consider it a failure. But okay, let me ask you this. Like, I guess you're talking about the failures of everyone around him, but everyone around him also gave them a 95-win team last year. Right. And everyone around him took them to the World Series in 22, and everyone around him took them to the LCS in 23. So I guess I guess to say that everyone else failed him, I can get with your thing that he did his part. I understand that. But I don't know if I concede that he sort of drug them there. And the fact that they didn't get over the hump is not on him, too. I think it's on all of them.
I agree. No, I agree. Okay. And I will say because what comes to mind is just the 22 World Series run. Like that was textbook, honestly. Like I was at that game when they clinched it, and just to see him hit a 3-run home run to send him to the World Series in a moment where that's what you needed him to do. Like you needed him to deliver in that moment, and he did it. And it's one of those, you know, it's always going to live on in the memory of Philadelphia sports. So that's why when I say that he did his part, he did what he could. And I realized, yes, the rest of the team needed to come through for him. He obviously had not come through in certain aspects. You know, the Arizona game, or Arizona series comes to mind.
The strikeout against the Mets.
Series comes to mind. Yeah, exactly. He obviously is human, obviously has fallen short. But when I look currently in terms of, you know, we gave $330 million to a baseball player to come here and succeed, I think he's done that. And I hope that, you know, throughout the rest of his contract, he's able to live it out and able to, you know, deliver us a championship. But I also, you know, I want to double down on the point that I do think that the rest of the team does need to step up a little bit, even though, yes, they did deliver him 95 wins. I get all that. But, you know.
And how many games has he been out for the last 3 years that they carry the team while he wasn't there?
That's also a good point. Yeah, I understand that counterpoint.
You know, just I hear what you're saying. Thank you for the call, Gabe. I hear what you're saying. It's just like, here's what I want to do with the moment thing. Because what I think will happen over years is that Bedlam at the Bank, great moment.
Man.
Every year that passes by, like, it will be another year further in the past. And here's the only thing I want to say about that, is that all we hear about Donovan from callers is that Donovan didn't win any big games. Donovan wasn't good in the big moments, blah, blah, blah. Donovan was in four NFC championship games, and five NFC championship games, and a Super Bowl. He certainly had good playoff moments, and he had bad playoff moments.
Yep.
So
they usually came in the NFC.
Right.
Like it wasn't like it was a first round lost
right.
or something. It was usually
like
at the end of the playoffs.
Bryce has had good playoff moments, and he has also had bad playoff moments. Now, overall, his numbers are good, but eventually that one moment and that one run, and I know he's got as many home runs as anybody does in Philly baseball history in the postseason, but like we just keep pointing to that moment, and somehow that moment outweighs the NLCS against the Diamondbacks failure,
right.
And it outweighs the failure against the Mets. And I know we like him, and I like him too, but there is a little bit of a double standard with him.
Well, here's the thing. The longer it goes, that's the only moment that we're talking about.
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Because like you said, each year we get further away from 2022. And if we're still talking about 2022 as the last time he had the bright lights moment, then that will tell you in itself that it's been a long time.
Sure.
He needs to change sort of the storyline.
Yeah.
And I think eventually, you know this, man, it always, it's the one thing about being here. If you're here long enough, you're going to be here long enough to feel the tide turn against you. Right?
It's slowly starting with him.
You guys tell. Well, Jack, you're not old enough. Spike, you may remember. I don't know if there's an athlete that was able to skate through here for a decade plus without having the highs and lows. If the great Mike Schmidt went through it, Allen Iverson went through it.
Sure.
Right?
Donovan went through it.
Like, who has played that long in this town without winning who doesn't get the other side of this thing, too?
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
Well, not anyone in that position. Yeah, I could say Doc, right? But
it's different. Yes.
It's a different sort of player. You know, Brian Westbrook, whatever.
Yeah.
But yes.
The guy with all the pressure.
Yeah,
on.
I can't think of a guy who has not been through it in a negative way like Bryce, to be honest with you. All right, 215-592-9494. It is Harper at the half. We want your sentence to describe the Harper era so far.
Hamels won, and even he went through it.
Yes, the very next year.
Yes.
The very next year. Coming up next, if you remember, the big debate during that offseason was Bryce versus Manny Machado, who was just here for three games. We will look back on the decision to go after Bryce versus Machado, and if it worked out the best way it could have, look at Machado's stats versus Bryce. What would have happened if it didn't go the way that it did? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Harper at the half. Talking about Bryce Harper's career as a Philly as we are dead set in the middle of his 13-year, $330 million contract.
What a fast first half, by the way.
It is. It does. Now, when you start going through all the years,
sure.
I can't believe it's halfway done. It seemed like a 13-year contract seems like forever.
Yeah.
You know, that we'd be talking about the guy for forever. Larry Anderson joins us in a half an hour right at 3 o'clock to talk about all this stuff. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your Phillies Mount Rushmore?
Mm.
What do you think the response is so far?
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to say majority no. I think being in the moment allows people to see sort of with clearer goggles, right? So you feel like Schmidt and Lefty are locks to be on there.
I agree.
And then you got to go one or two from 08 before you go Bryce right now. At least I would.
So you would say no?
I would say no, and I would say it's probably 58% no.
So it's 54% yes.
Ah,
so it's still
okay.
close
still,
to 50-50.
Still 50-50.
It's a difficult question.
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
It's hard to do without his career being over.
Sure.
Because, look, he could, I'm not saying this will happen, in 3 years, he could demand a trade. I'm not saying
that
would take him off the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Or in 3 years, he could win the World Series, which would, even as the second or third best player on the team, he would still be guaranteed to be on the Mount Rushmore, I believe, at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this point.
So.
At this point, I would do two of the 08 guys.
I think I would do two of the 08 guys, too.
I just think I would. And I think when it's all said and done,
which two you want to do, but I do two of the 08 guys.
Got that.
You're such an idiot.
No, I know. So in Ring the Bell book, the story of how the Phillies built the best fan base in the history of the world.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Yeah, best fan base of all time.
Yeah, ringthebellbook.com.
So we actually did a Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Not just steal it from Mount Rushmore Week.
Yep.
We'd never do that. So I put Harper on mine.
Okay.
So,
wow. So,
but here's what I think will make everyone happy.
You put Harper, give it to me. Or do we have to buy the book?
This is a free preview. You guys already have your copies right at your house.
Yeah.
So I went Schmidt, Carlton, Ryan Howard, and Harper.
Ryan Howard.
Yeah.
You left your guy off?
So I think Howard was the He was the big piece.
He was, yes.
He was the big piece.
Yes, and I think he was the big that part right.
Thumper in the middle of the lineup. Chase, I think, overall the better player, but I think Ryan Howard, from the standpoint of, like, he had the weight of the franchise on his shoulders during that time.
He's a big piece.
What do you give me that face for? I can see it in your face.
Well, if it's only one from the 08 team, it's Utley.
Well, so this is but here's my thing. Is that, okay. My bad. I jumped all over that.
You thought I was going to say something different?
Yeah, I thought you were going to combat Harper being on mine.
No, well, I don't think Harper should be on it at this point.
The case for Harper being on it for me is that this is the third best run in franchise history, which is sad.
Yes.
Which is partially sad.
It is.
But I think that to represent this era, he's the face of this era. I mean, it's been 4 years of pretty dang good baseball.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't think it's egregious to put him on there.
Yeah,
well, sure.
I would go big piece in J-Roll.
Yeah, I would go big piece in Utley. Now, what if I put Harper on it and said you had to pick one of the 08 guys?
I would go big piece first.
You would go big piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Jimmy's my favorite player, but I think Ryan Howard was the guy. Like Ryan Howard was the mythical figure in that lineup and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me as a Actually, I'm not even going to go down that
path. Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'm actually not going to go down
this path. No, we all want to know now.
To me, Utley is like the Jeter. He's not the best player, but he's still the guy.
That's fine, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't think Utley is a better player than... I didn't think... Ryan Howard was outrageous at the time. I still think Utley was better than Rollins, but I could understand, the arguments between the two. I could understand the arguments between the two.
Yes.
But to me, he's the guy that represents the era, the same way that Jeter, even though Jeter wasn't the best player on those Yankees teams, is the guy that represents
the era. Makes sense, yeah.
215-592-9494. Harper at the half. Your sentence to talk about, to describe the Harper era so far. Dot in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Dot?
Yo, Spike. Hey, what's going on? Fritz, what's going on with y'all?
What up, Dot?
What's going on? Hey, I think Harper, I think we're taking too much pressure off Harper as far as him being the main guy in the Phillies uniform. Like, if we give him 30 plays, and we, like, I'm putting my money into it. I'm just saying Mr. Middleton, but I'm part of the team because I'm a fan, so I say we.
Mm-hmm.
If he's getting 30 plus a year, that got to amount to some type of championship. I understand that he's not the only guy that have to play well, but he's the face. And, like, when in any other sport in Philadelphia, I'm not going to go nowhere else because we can talk about Philly. Any other sport we talk about, every other superstar got the brunt of the bad things that were said to them because they did not win. Even Eric Lindros. Now, I'm not a big hockey fan, but I do understand that he was the man. He was a great player for Philly, but we understand that he didn't win it for the Flyers neither. So every criticism that came his way, I'm not saying everything was fair, but most of it was fair. It was games that he didn't show up in big games. And Allen Iverson, same way. He didn't show up in a couple games in the playoffs, but he didn't have a roster. He didn't give a chance to say, hey, instead of Eric Snow, let me get this. Or, hey, don't send KG over there. Let me get KG. Let me get a modest or Paul Pierce. Somebody. He didn't have that like Harper do. And McNabb get crazy number two doing, and it's crazy how much he done for the Eagles, right? And I don't want to go off subject, but we comparing him to Harper. So I got to say something about this. He went to five in the Arizona one. He brought his back in there.
He had the lead. He did.
Because of the defense. I'm not hating on the defense.
You're right.
But the defense let us down. They gave up three touchdowns early. McNabb brought his back. And another one to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald Hall of Fame. But three, the defense cooked this.
Including a flea flicker. Are you kidding me? Quentin Demps. I'll never forgive Quentin Demps for allowing that flea flicker that I could have defended at my old age at 36 years old.
Dot, can I ask you something, though? Because I'm kind of confused about what you're actually saying. Because you came on saying that Bryce should be held accountable for the fact that they didn't win a championship. And now you're singing the praises for Donovan. So are you saying that people like Donovan and Iverson and the guys who didn't win should be celebrated as a success? Are you saying that Bryce should not? I can't figure out because Bryce would be in the category with those guys.
Yeah, but not check, though. Not check, because he didn't go to five. He didn't go to or multiple trips like that. Or Donovan
he's been to
one,
the so same amount. He's been to one World Series. Donovan right. went to one
okay,
Super Bowl.
So the way McNabb gets crazy Dookie gone, it should be the same if Harper do not win the championship. In 13 years, that's the way he played since.
Yeah, but I'm asking you this, though, Dot. Was Donovan McNabb's run in Philadelphia a success?
No.
Okay, all right. That's all I want.
No success for nobody.
It wasn't the ultimate success, but it was successful. If I told you, Dot, we're going to draft a quarterback number 2 overall, and he'll wind up leading you to the playoffs over half of his career, a Super Bowl, 5 conference title games, 5 division titles, you're going to tell me that's not a success if you draft a guy number 2 overall?
But listen, y'all, they had the better team. The Eagles team had.
I don't know. He had a good offense 1 year, 2 years maybe.
No, but y'all had the, I said overall team. We weren't supposed to lose to Tampa Bay, or we weren't supposed to lose to Carolina. Carolina for sure.
And Tampa Bay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We weren't supposed to lose them too. We were not supposed to lose to Arizona when we lost Arizona.
You're right.
A couple years ago in the Phillies.
You're right.
And that matters. The competition, who you playing against, that's who. I'm saying, if Harper don't win the chip in 10 years, 30-plus a year, and he was the face, it cannot be successful. We could have got Manny Machado to do the same thing he's doing now. That's what I'm saying. We want chips. We're only going to look back at two errors of face. That's it. That's it. If we only just look back at 2 errors, that's it. No, he got to be the face. Got to be. You cannot let him pass off the hook like that. After we gave everybody hell in our city. Everybody got the hell.
I do agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Come on, we cannot. Everybody put the pressure on Hart because he got to win the ring. And if he do win the ring, at the end of his career.
Oh, he's getting a statue. He wins a ring, he's getting a statue.
Getting the stadium named after him.
Yes. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. I'm just telling you.
He's more popular than that.
Yes.
Rollins. What, J.D. Drew next?
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt, I'll take Mike Schmidt. I wouldn't even allow for him, but I know
Schmidt has a statue.
Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Dot. I'm with you on it.
I don't want to see no Harper up there. Yeah, unless he's gonna win 2 or 3 in a row. I mean, he ain't do nothing better than what our 08 that team did.
Well, Roberts has one.
Listen, I've seen Ray Howard go 313, 58 homers, 150 RBIs.
Oh, ridiculous! It's ridiculous. Yeah.
How did he come up with a season like that? We shouldn't even be talking in that same phrase.
All right.
Like, they didn't even win it.
Okay. All right, Doc. Thank you for the call.
I feel you.
All right. I'll bring up something right after you tell everyone. 215-592-9494.
Tell everybody about the team over at Mark's.
Yes.
Yes, the team at Mark's Jewelers. Guess what? They're consumer advocates. Now, you heard me talk about my boy Jim from Mark. He's a proud member of the American Gem Society. For over 90 years, the American Gem Society has been fighting fraud and false advertising in the jewelry trade. Now, when you give a diamond from Mark's, you can be certain that you're getting exactly what you're paying for. Before buying anywhere else, ask if they are a member. And if not, go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. Don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it's Harper at the half, talking about Bryce. Yes. Harper halfway through his contract. There is something to parse here, though. That when we say, was it a success? I think there's like two different things here. Has the team been a success? Mm-hmm. And was the signing a success? Like, the signing was obviously a success. By the way, you can be critical of him. Mm-hmm. You know, just like Donovan's career here was a success.
That's why I said it the way I said it. Yes,
it was.
Yes,
he didn't win a Super Bowl. No, it was the era a success. Oh, it was successful. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal was to win a Super Bowl. You know, I think you could parse that. And I think if you look back at this era and they never win a World Series, we would say that's a failure. But we would also not say that signing Bryce Harper was not a success.
Right, yes.
It was clearly a success.
I completely agree with that.
I think they're just two different things.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what everything is, though. But he does. It's interesting for a baseball player. It feels like he wears the pressure more than we've had with baseball players around here.
Schmitty did.
Schmitty did, I agree. That's fair. I guess the obvious pushback is, well, it's a different sport. Right, like the reason why it's not like star in basketball is the basketball player touches the ball all the time, or like the quarterback pressures because the quarterback holds the ball all the time. Like I think it's deserving for him.
I disagree that he wears more pressure. I think Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins had way more pressure on them, and that's after they won. So pressure is a part of what expectation is and how people react when you don't meet expectations. We don't spend a whole offseason ripping Bryce Harper.
No.
When they don't meet expectations.
Not yet.
Those guys, after they won a World Series and didn't win another one, didn't get the rope and the benefit that we give Bryce Harper. Jimmy was the face and the voice, and Ryan Howard was the big piece in the middle. Chase, as great as he was as a player, benefited from his silence.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? He was never out front. Those other guys were out front.
Yep.
They had to answer the questions, and they wore that. They wore that. Like Bryce wears it for the team. He's out front. I'm not saying he hides. He's not. He's out front. But he doesn't get the backlash when he doesn't meet expectations like the other stars in this city has. That can't be denied.
I do think if they don't succeed this year, we will hear it. I can feel it coming. A little bit this year.
He's been given a lot of rope.
Yes. He has been given a lot of rope.
He's been given a lot of rope. He doesn't get... Other than you, which you rightly have pointed out since you've been here. That wasn't a dig at you.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't get the label that the other athletes in town who were injured got.
Right.
Wentz was injury prone, couldn't stay healthy. Embiid is injury prone, can't stay healthy, right? Like, those guys, they got that. Like, Bryce doesn't get labeled that.
No, Bryce actually gets, the reason he didn't have a successful year there is because he was hurt.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Listen, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. It's a different, you know, the injury stuff, depending on how we feel about the guy, gets
framed
in a different way.
Yes, it just does.
So
Wentz couldn't stop getting injured.
The really? Choice, if you remember that offseason, was, or the supposed choice, was between Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Mm. Now, John Middleton, that's when he came on the air here after we signed Bryce and said that he saw the Todd Zielecki Twitter poll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Although, by that point, I think it was already moving in Harper's favor.
In Harper's favor.
Because the front office wanted to sign Machado.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Matt Klentak did.
Yeah, yeah.
The numbers said it.
Yep.
Analytics.
They did.
So here's a comparison of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado from 2019 till this very moment. So Machado has played 110 more games. So 895 games for Manny Machado, 785 games for Bryce Harper. Manny Machado slightly ahead in WAR, 25.5. Machado leads in hits, home runs, RBI. And Bryce leads in stolen bases, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, OPS plus. They've both been to two All-Star games. Bryce has three Silver Sluggers. Manny Machado has two. Just here's another way to look at it. Manny Machado has 300 RBI seasons in that time. Bryce has one. Manny Machado has five seasons with at least 28 home runs. Bryce has three. And Manny Machado has been top five in MVP voting twice. Bryce has only been once, but Bryce did win it that year. And Bryce does have postseason moments, whereas Manny Machado doesn't. Manny Machado is also a otherworldly third baseman, whereas Bryce Harper is a good fielder, but he's not at the level of Machado. So I guess the question is, would they have been better off signing Machado?
So I don't think so, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it's a. If you said who's the better player, you can make the case for Machado.
Okay.
But I just think that what Bryce brought, I think Machado would have came here, been a great player, but gone through the motions and not worn the Phillies brand or whatever and gotten the brand out there. So I think from the standpoint of bringing other star players here, changing it from that trajectory, I don't think Machado would have done that. I don't think they had the success over the last couple of years if it wasn't for Bryce being here. I think Machado would have basically just taken his $300 million and been a good player. And, maybe a great player. But I don't think he changes things the way that Bryce did.
And by the way, Machado got a bigger contract. It was 11 years, 350, whereas Bryce was 13 years, 330,
no,
I think?
So, no, he opted out and then re-signed.
Oh, right.
He
okay.
got $300 million.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep.
You're smart enough to put that opt-out clause in there.
Oh, he got the opt-out in, I think, 4 years in?
Yeah.
Three years in?
Yeah. Still shocked Bryce didn't do that.
You still?
I'm shocked that Whatchamacallit didn't allow him not to do it.
Right.
But Bryce wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm surprised the agent allowed him to do that.
Would you have rather had Machado?
I'll tell you, funny thing.
Yeah.
I was a Machado guy.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Not big, but when you know how we
Let's
do
bring
it.
Bring this up next March when we're in Clearwater.
I've cleared that already. Okay. I'm just saying. During that time when we were choosing, do you want Machado or Harper?
Yeah.
Harper still had, he hadn't been here. So he still had the reputation from Washington and everything else. And I was just more or less a lot of the numbers say this dude is the better player.
Uh-huh.
And Harper didn't have this fan-friendly, lovable personality to him that he has now. So I was more of a Machado guy until they didn't let him in the building.
Oh, I remember that.
Had to come out to the front of the building to get him.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So I knew we wanted to get him. Then it became all about Harper. We got to get Harper.
Right.
So, but I'll agree with Jack, mostly. Machado's personality, I don't know if it has the same impact and effect on us as a fan base as Bryce has with his embracement of the city, the culture, and everything else. I think that has gone a long way with us as fans, and rightfully so. When you get a guy of his caliber, some of these dudes, they can be prickly. They get their money, and they're just here. They don't even live here in the offseason. They're doing other things. Like Bryce seemingly has been a part of the fabric since he signed here. And I don't know if you get that out of Manny Machado. So from that alone, I think it was the right choice with Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I think so. I think they needed somebody who could be represent the franchise in that way.
They needed that.
Be a forward-facing sort of player.
He brought baseball back.
Yeah. Machado would be a great player to add to a good team.
Sure.
But Bryce Harper, because we forget maybe, Jack, I'm sure you guys don't forget, but like the first few years of Bryce Harper's tenure here, and those teams were
I mean,
it was a disaster. Even when we thought they might be good, they collapsed in a way.
Gabe and Girardi.
Yeah.
Well, the funny, like, so, because I remember that Bryce wasn't that great heading into his contract into that offseason. His last year in Washington was not a great year.
Yeah.
He was in like under 250,
remember,
I think.
He missed games. It almost seemed like he was just trying to get out of
there's some stat where he didn't like dive for a ball in the outfield because he wanted to stay healthy for the contract. So there was like a big, I think if you did the anonymous athletic poll of like who's the most overrated player in baseball, it probably would have been Bryce during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I remember, because Nats won the World Series right after that, I remember being down in, I'll never forget this moment. I was down in Clearwater on a station trip in a bar somewhere, and two drunk.
Like you usually are.
You know me.
Yeah.
Mr. Drinker.
Can't put the bottle down.
Oh, dude, I was loaded.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
Does the day end in Y?
Dude, I was dancing on the bar.
Yeah.
I had a shot in each hand.
Yeah, you were saying 3 o'clock?
Yeah. It wasn't me not drunk at all, just dying to go back to bed. That's not what was happening.
Not at all. Not you.
No, but two female drunk Nationals fans came up to me. And they were making fun of me because the Phillies signed Bryce Harper.
Right.
And they were like, we won as soon as he left. That guy's a loser, blah, 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 blah. So I think he has done a lot for him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I think him, on some level, when he made this choice and came here, has made a conscious decision to leave whatever he's gotten older, but leave whatever the old Bryce Harper was behind and create this image here. Because I think if you talk to people in D.C. who are Nationals fans about how we perceive Bryce Harper and how they perceive Bryce Harper, it would almost be two different people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I think we got lucky in a way that he's made whatever change he's made.
Yeah, only he knows the absolute truth of how he felt about his time in Washington, what he felt about the organization, the city, playing down there in that area. Certainly looked like he was having much fun doing it, and he couldn't wait to leave there. He certainly made a conscious effort coming here to sort of change his image, sort of rebrand himself. And I think he's done that.
Yeah.
I think he's done that since he's been here. He's almost, you know, become one of the faces of baseball. He's become the face of baseball.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're talking about having American-born players, right, that can promote the game.
Yep.
Especially his first 3 or 4 years. Bryce was a part of every promo.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Larry Anderson will join us next.
L.A.
Talk to L.A. about Bryce. Now, back. By the way, are we back on the winning track or not?
We are.
Oh, yes. This game, too, was
because they won
convincing
and
enough.
Yes.
But we talked to L.A. in between games when they walked 9. I don't know if we get a different L.A.
Yeah,
but at least they won pretty convincingly in game 2.
215-592-9494. Harper at the half. Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.